Perfectus Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectusRadio.com.
We've got our very first special guest here in the studio with us. Welcome, Spencer.
Hello.
Spencer's the education officer at Brading Roman Villa, which is... It's really, really developed a lot, actually. I mean, I've been on the island, I'm relatively new, I've been here 18 years, but it's certainly changed a lot, the Roman Villa. It was in a kind of a prefab when I first went there, and now it's a very glamorous building with lots of fields. And great parking.
I have to say, I've been on the island for many years, so I've never visited Brading Roman Villa. So you're going to sell it to me this afternoon.
Good.
Please leave the studio, Mo.
I will. I'll be very quiet because I'm very interested to find out what goes on there.
Great. Well, Brading Roman Villa, in some ways, the name tends to tell you what it is, but it also limits people into believing that it is just the Roman villa. Obviously, there are some of the most beautiful mosaics from Roman times in Britain, but the villa also has a film club, a cafe which is free for everybody to go in, and of course, for people who have mobility issues, it's designed for perfect access for everybody in a wheelchair, on sticks, or even on a Zimmer frame. It's really easy to get round.
And the parking is really good and free as well, isn't it? Which I know is very important because there's so much paid parking now. Everywhere you go on the island, you seem to have to put some money in the old machine. And the cafe as well has had great reviews, hasn't it? Because I know you do lovely cakes there.
Yes, that's right. Well, the great thing about the cafe is that behind the desk there's a fully functioning kitchen. And so we have Nikki who makes the cakes by hand. So if you happen to have a piece of cake and yours isn't the same shape as the people next to you, that's because it's made by a human being.
Oh, right. I should look out for that then when I visit the cafe.
It's worth visiting because the views are very spectacular. And it's got quite a calm atmosphere.
Oh, yes. I mean, it is, you know, a long way from the road. So it's an oasis of peace and tranquility. So for young families, you know, there's plenty of space for kids to play around, and it's a long, long way before they have to get in any danger. You know,
fantastic.
Acres of land.
Right, we'll just hear from Dua Lipa. We'll have a bit more music, and then we'll have a word from our sponsors and continue our conversation. What a fabulous song. It's Alana Miles and Black Velvet. It's an old favourite of mine.
Oh, one of my favourites too.
Yeah.
And, we've got the thumbs up here in the studio for Alana Miles and Black Velvet. we're here with Spencer, the education officer from Brading Roman Villa.
And
we're talking about all the other interesting and different things that go on at the Roman Villa, and you were telling us a little bit about the art exhibitions. You've got one at the moment which is a little bit different.
Yes, that's right. At the moment we have an exhibition of prisoners' artwork, part of the Koestler Foundation, and the idea is that prisoners can perhaps develop their humanity by being encouraged to do some art. And the work on the wall at the moment is a mixture of paintings, there are print workshops, there's also some models that they've made, and some beautiful poetry.
Fantastic. And that's is it free admission?
Oh, yes, definitely. Free.
Excellent. So that's part of the villa itself, so people can come in, have a cup of coffee, have a look around at the art.
Oh, yeah, and leave a comment, hopefully.
Excellent. And you've also got a project to do with attracting the squirrels. We're a bit of a squirrel show today.
Red squirrels. We were talking off air actually, and I was asking if there were guided tours around the villa, and you said yes there are.
Oh,
so
definitely.
If you turn up any time, you'll always get somebody there to show you around. I would need that because I've never been there before, and
most our visitors are like that. And we have volunteers, and they volunteer because they love the Romans and they love the villa, and so they're enthusiastic about explaining what there is, but also if you've got questions they can answer those.
That's fantastic. And I can't help but think of Monty Python now, all the lines All the Monty Python lines are going through my head. What did the Romans ever do for us?
Yeah, well, that was one of the reasons why, although we found lots and lots at the villa, we haven't found any weapons. No weapons, no fighting. We think that the people just adopted the Roman way of life in about AD 43, because it was much more pleasant to be part of the Roman Empire than to try and fight it.
Fantastic. And it's not just people you want to attract to
That's
the
right.
villa. You're looking to attract some red squirrels as well.
And yes.
So what brings red squirrels to the villa?
Well, we have at the back of the villa, we have about an acre of a cobnut plantation. This was planted by the friends of Brading Roman Villa. And cobnuts are one of the things that the Romans did grow. But our purpose in planting them is attracting squirrels.
Excellent. And so how far away from the villa are the trees? Are they fairly close?
Oh, yes, you can see them from the gardens of the villa. It's, you know, you can walk around them. We've also recently planted some vines because it's thought that not only did the Romans who were at the villa grow the cobnuts, they also produced their own wine. And so we've been growing some grapes.
Oh, that's fantastic. And have you had a good summer? Have you had a good season this year?
We've had quite a great season. We've had lots of families who enjoy visiting the villa. There's always craft on offer. So as well as going round to see the mosaics outside, you can then do some craft, you can have good food, your kids can make models and paint masks and shields and, you know, have a great day.
Excellent. And is the winter a lot quieter than the summer? Because I know with a lot of Isle of Wight attractions, the winter is a difficult time in terms of bringing people in.
Well, in the winter, we are open all year, and that's one of the great things for anybody living on the island. They don't have to check on the internet whether we are open or not. We're only open, only closed for a few days around Christmas. But in the winter, we get lots of schools visiting because the Romans are still part of the national curriculum for primary schools, so they visit. But also we get families who visit, obviously, in the holidays, and then obviously visitors who are not going and by holidays. So there, you know, there's always lots going
steady
on.
Steady stream.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right, we'll have some more music. This is a classic that you will probably recognise from the Everly Brothers. That's an 80s classic. It's Casey and the Sunshine Band and Give It Up. And we're here on this Thursday afternoon, 2nd of November. Doesn't feel like November, does it? It's quite warm.
No, it's glorious.
It's sunny outside, isn't it? It's gorgeous.
Very foggy earlier on today in
yes.
Ryde. It's really, really thick fog. But now that that's cleared, it's quite a nice day. So
yeah.
We're talking with Spencer all about Brading Roman Villa, and we are lucky that we've got another Roman Villa. We've got Newport Roman Villa here on the island, but that's a separate entity.
Yes.
And Brading has developed so much over the last few years. So is it all funding? Does it rely on funding to keep going?
It relies entirely on the money that people pay to visit and the money that we can earn from the cafe, but also from the school visits that I organise. So there's no money coming in from either the council or from central government, and so we need people to come and visit.
And it's also open all year round.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, whatever happens, it's always open except for 3 or 4 days on either side of Christmas Day.
Fantastic. And it's a nice venue just to go along and have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake. Cake keeps coming up in the conversation.
It does, yeah. You're making right. me dribble now. What's the admission charges then, Spencer?
It's £9.50 for an adult. There's £8.75 for concessions and £23 for a family, which is 2 adults and up to 3 children.
Excellent.
That doesn't include the cake.
And you've got the film club as well.
Yeah, the great thing about the film club is that it's advertised well in advance, so you can look out for a film which might have been shown elsewhere, but unless you get yourself organised, you might miss it. So we often have food with the film. So, for example, when there was an Indian film, one of the trustees, Raj, organised some Indian food. So people arrived, they chatted, they had Raj's Indian food, we then had the film, and then they chatted again afterwards. It was a really social event. They enjoy it lots and lots.
Can people get married at Brading Roman Villa?
We don't have a licence, but many people in fact use the villa for receptions. And of course, with the panoramic views, it's absolutely stunning. You've got a view of the whole of the Sandown Bay, all the way from Culver to Bonchurch.
Excellent. And it's quite private as well, so you're not going to be, you know, get married and have your reception there. You can keep it fairly to yourself. You're not going to be tripping over people that are walking the dog and things like that in the same way that you might do in some of the other hotels.
That's right, definitely. There's plenty of space and people enjoy it. We've had some absolutely stunning weddings, both with marquees outside and sometimes the reception using the cafe.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with it. I hope you have a good winter season.
Thank you.
And please keep us up to date with any activities or films or things that you've got going on there, and the exhibitions as well, because the art exhibitions are always worth having a look at. And thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank
you very much, then.
Pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully we'll speak to you again very soon.
Yes, thank you. It's enlightened me. I'm going to make a definite trip up to the Roman Villa now.
And then you can report back and we can talk about it.
I will.
Well.